Hey Jenny.
Yes.
Jane Austen. Rules to dating. Do you remember that book?
I do. Well, I remember a lot of Jane Austen's novels over the years. A lot of people did them in school. Clearly, I think it may have been more girls' schools, just to cover you, because I know you were a bit...
We definitely never covered a Jane Austen book. I'm nearly...
Probably not.
...sure of that. I mean, I did just probably concentrate on football through my childhood, but I think I would have remembered that. Because I probably would have paid attention if it was about dating, because it would have been interesting to me.
Well, now...
But anyway...
The Jane Austen rules to 21st century dating. Because a lot of people look back over the, like, Emma and stuff like that, and Mr. Darcy. Does any of that mean anything to you, no?
No.
Okay.
Okay, right. But listen, what I will say is, like, I presume this was the 19th century or whatever. Do any of these rules still apply?
Well, apparently you can apply them now.
Okay, well, let's find out the expert, because Sinead Murphy has written a new book on it. And she's going to tell us all about it. Sinead, are you there?
I am. Hi, Nicky. Hi,
are you well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Listen, paint the picture for us. Whereabouts are you?
Oh, I'm sitting in a hotel room in Cambridge.
Oh, very nice. I was in Cambridge many times, Jennifer.
Lovely. Whereabouts are you from, Sinead?
I'm originally from Cork, but I live in Newcastle.
We knew. We thought there was a little twinkle in your accent there.
Now, do you live in Newcastle in England or Newcastle in Ireland?
Newcastle in England, upon Tyne.
Okay.
Sorry, Nikki is like a human Google Maps today, so apologies on that one. So tell us anyway, Sinead, what made you write the book?
Well, it struck me from having a glance through some of the best-selling dating guides on the market these days that they make one very disastrous assumption, which is that being interested in meeting a man and marrying a man is something that a modern, independent woman should be ashamed of. You know, so that the idea is it's a kind of giggly secret, you know, that we kind of share between ourselves, but that it must all be done through these sort of tricks and schemes, and make sure you don't make the man, you know, think that that's what you really have in mind, and all of this kind of like cloak and dagger stuff. And, you know, I thought of Jane Austen and how liberating it is that in her time, the project of meeting and marrying a man was something that was treated with respect and dignity.
And what is it you reckon about sort of Jane Austen stories that kind of, they turn a lot of us to mush now? I'm saying that I'm going to speak for myself here, okay, because I'm a bit of a sap. And I mean that genuinely. I did actually do the quiz online the other week, Sinead, and it just said, how much of a sap are you? And I answered 10 questions and I got the notebook on steroids. So I don't know, what do you reckon it is about those kind of, that brings us back, that we love so much?
It's romance. That's what it is. It is pure romance. And the plots of Jane Austen's novels are, you cannot improve on them for you know, a romantic setup. But it's also the fact that her characters, in particular her women characters, are lively, entertaining, witty, and admirable through it all. And, you know, they make such a contrast to the kind of woman that we're encouraged to be by a lot of modern dating guides, which is, you know, sort of vaguely neurotic, ringing your girlfriends in order to kind of get out all the angst of your relationship, and then pitching up in front of your man.
Setting stuff on fire in a bin, or, you know, stuff like that.
It's crazy, you know, and given that it is really a central kind of hope for us all, or almost us all, you know, the idea of finding a stable relationship and so on, I think it should be treated much more openly.
Sinead, how would Jane Austen, in your opinion, cope with Facebook, Twitter, and more importantly, Tinder nowadays?
Oh my God. I mean, I don't even know what Tinder is, I confess. But, you know, I have the attitude to a lot of these technologies that they can kind of serve us well or not. And one of the nice things about the internet is that with internet dating and everything, you can recreate that sort of situation of openness where, okay, you may be meeting a kind of psychopath, but on the other hand, you may end up meeting someone where from the outset, it's quite clear between the two of you that both parties are interested in a relationship. And that's what I think is wonderful about that.
You are, I mean, I know you're joking, you are familiar with Tinder, as in what it is and what it...
I am not joking. Listen, you said you weren't familiar with Jane Austen and I believed you. Oh. So why don't you take me? I have no idea what Tinder is.
Jenny's an expert. Jenny, can you explain what Tinder is?
Actually, can I just say, I have never used Tinder, and I don't think there's anything wrong with using Tinder, but a lot of friends of mine have them.
Yeah, one of my friends is on
Tinder. We're out kind of in the evening. One of the girls was showing it to me one night and she opened it out and there was about like 10 blokes came up and she's like, no, no, and swiping. And I thought, God, that's so mean. You haven't even... No, a lot of times some people don't photograph that well. But they're just gone immediately on Tinder.
Oh, so it's what? You present yourself through a photograph?
Basically, yep. Yeah. Your photograph comes up, you get maybe 10 possible matches, right? And so if someone comes up that you... If you're signed up to Tinder, Sinead, and then you get... Let's say you get 10 blokes and one of them comes up and you say, oh, I like him. I'll keep him. That's a match. If he then says the same about you, then you meet up.
We don't have to meet up.
It's purely based on the photo.
It's purely based on the photo.
I'm sure there's a profile. There must be info about this. Is there no profile?
No, it is just a photograph.
Okay,
that
so
is it.
Long gone are the days where people go out for maybe a drink and see somebody across a bar in a smoky cafe. Well, obviously the smoky cafes are gone. But anyway, where you walk up and you say, what's your name? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. That's good. You're literally on a phone. You've got as many people as you like at your disposal to go, yes, yes, no, no, yes, no, no, etc.
Oh, I still don't think that trumps the old model of the smoky bar without the smoke. I was speaking to a woman here in England yesterday who said, you know, Irish men, they're fantastic. And she said, I was in Dublin a few weeks ago and I was in a bar or a cafe or something and a fella came up and, you know, he seemed to have very, or no agenda particularly, but he said, I think you were wearing a lovely blouse. And she said, a British man would not say that. So she said, Irish men, they're fantastic. So you see, we can do it without the Tinders and the so on.
And she turned around and said, this isn't the blouse, it's the shirt.
Well, I think she was very open to the compliment.
Of course.
And what would you say, Sinead, if you were to give one tip out of all of them, what's the biggest tip that we could all take from Jane Austen?
Learn to flirt.
Oh, give us some advice. How does a woman flirt, by the way?
Let's say you've just actually... Do you want to... Any chance you might try it out, Sinead? Let's say Nikki's just walked up to you in a bar and he says, how you doing?
Maybe well, if I've walked up to her, that means I have to start.
No, but let's...
Yeah, you'd have to say wearing a nice blouse or something.
Listen,
like that.
Guys, pretend I'm not here just for a minute. You're in a bar, a little smoky kind of atmosphere going on. Sinead, if you can't picture Nikki, he's not bad looking. He was the good looking one.
Well, I suppose to Nikki, I'd have to say, don't I know you from somewhere?
Oh, okay. Here we go. Okay. All right, bit of music maybe as well.
Okay,
little bit of music here.
Okay,
here
let
we
me
go.
See.
No pressure, Sinead. No one's listening. It's just
what music?
Me.
We're going to go sad music.
Here we go. Yeah.
Are we sad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, why not?
So I've just walked up to
just
the
just make it romantic.
Okay.
No pressure.
Hey, Dion, can I have a pint of Jack Daniels, please?
Oh my God.
Yeah. There you go.
Hard day.
Yeah. It's been tough. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. And yourself? Do I know you from somewhere?
Crime Watch.
I see. Oh, God.
Listen, you haven't seen me here, okay?
the answer to that is just get up and run.
See? We failed already!
Flirtation has its limits.
Oh, Sinead, well, anyway.
It's been good.
Absolutely. So the book is out now. It's available. So it is the Jane Austen Rules, a classic guide to modern love.
Exactly.
Well, Sinead, it's been lovely to talk to you.
And thanks to you.
And thank you for the tips. And I'm sure a lot of people listening today are going to be able to pick up some of those tips. And they can also go out and get your book as well. So
thank you very much.
Thanks a million.
Thanks, Sinead.
Okay, bye, guys.